In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back on a Football Monday, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. It's been a foregone conclusion that Jaden Daniels would win the Rookie of the Year. I think this is voted on by fans, but he's won Rookie of the Week in like all but three, maybe 4 weeks.
I think it's 7 weeks. Valdez loves to point that out to people. He's won right. It seven times. Right. Pepsi Player of the Week.
Whatever it is.
Or Rookie of the Week.
But he statistically,
he definitely trolls Jeff Walker with that stat. I know that for a fact. So
he's won that Rookie of the Week a lot. And, you know, he was in the MVP discussion, not so much now after the last couple of games. But we're wondering if it bothers you that all of a sudden there's noise for other rookies that potentially could win Rookie of the Year.
For most rational people, it doesn't bother them.
Right.
But if you're a real, like, sicko, psycho fan, like an HTTC or to your core, I could see that it offends some of those
people. The only thing that bothers me is if you actually have the audacity to think that they're better. If you think
Commanders made the right pick at number two.
Right.
It seems they made the right pick at number two. Does it mean the other guys aren't worthy of praise? No.
Well, wouldn't winning Rookie of the Year mean that they're better?
Not necessarily. I mean, like Chase Young won Rookie of the Year. I mean, lots of guys, you know, winning Rookie of the Year. Robert won Rookie of the Year. So, I mean, you can have a fluky year. I'm just saying he's going to be the best one when it's all said and done.
But I'm telling you this.
I'm 100% convinced.
This tweet.
Still proven otherwise.
This Bo Nix tweet that I posted triggered some people because here are a couple responses. We know JP. He's clearly better than JD5, which I didn't say. Then another person launched into Drake May. On Twitter said, Drake May with his best game yet, surrounded with the worst offensive line and wide receiver group in the league. Good year to draft a quarterback. And I've told you the other guys who said that I was trolling.
Would you be, now to play devil's advocate, I'm a Jaden guy, but I'm willing to take the field against you in a career bet if you wanted to, as a gentlemanly bet.
Sure.
We could decide on a wager on whatever the wager is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I have no fear of any of the other quarterbacks in this draft.
Okay, then I'll take the field.
But what is the bet?
I don't know what the bet. I don't know what the parameters.
I guess he's betting who's going to be who's the best.
Who has
quarterback
the best career?
Of the batch.
So just sniff test best career.
This is a 10 to 12
of all
year
the rookies.
Bet.
Does this include like six rounders that may emerge?
No, I'm only counting the big sillies, and I'm only counting quarterbacks. I'm not counting Brock Bowers.
Bowers, by the way, on pace for 119 catches.
No, he's having an amazing year, but he wouldn't count for the parameters of this bet. Just to have action, because I'm a little bit of a degenerate. I would take the field against Jaden just because I like having the field.
Sure.
Even though I think he is supremely talented.
I'm happy to take that, sure.
All right, we can work on the arrangement
How
later.
How about $10?
$10? So
that should be a $100 bet at least.
Why should it be,
you're going to be 70 by the time you collect this bet.
Let's make it 50.
All right.
$50 lifetime bet.
All right. All right.
And I'll just take the field. Valdez, put it in the book.
We'll probably be retired. Cakes will be calling up EV.
Oh, if I win, I'll be expecting a Venmo. We're still using Venmo.
Still using Venmo, you yes. probably.
All right, let's pass some
baseballs. But again, if Jaden is clearly better than everybody at the end, I'm happy to ship him $50.
That's a $50. EB and I made an Andre Agassi bet.
Yeah.
When we had no money. No money for $100.
Hey, we make a lot of
like
bets
18.
Here.
We got all have a lot of bills, JP. We have a lot of responsibilities. I can't willy-nilly just throw $100 away.
Get him a Bitcoin.
No way. That'd be $1 million bet.
There's no chance of doing that. That's freaking impossible.
Make it interesting.
Let's go to Alan in Suitland. Alan, what's up?
So, first of all, JP lied on John Gruden's tweet. John Gruden didn't say that Drake May was better than Jaden. He just said Drake May would be a stud. Doesn't mean he's going to be the only stud. Yeah, no, you said he's on your side, and EB said that he had that was gone.
Jaworski.
Right.
Yeah.
But he didn't speak on Jaden, so that's not really evidence.
Well, he did in October, and it's a glowing deal that he said about Jaden.
Right.
Right.
And then with Bo Nix, I'm on ESPN right now. Jaden has him in every category except for touchdowns.
Right.
Passer rating, QBR. Yards per attempt. Long pass, Jaden has a 69-yard long. Bo Nix only has like a 40. Everything. And Jaden missed the game through the injury, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So his numbers will be even more ahead of Bo Nix. And then not only did they have a better record, they were averaging 30 points a game. Like, everything Jaden does is better than Bo Nix. Not even close.
Yeah, I happen to agree with you. What about Drake May?
Drake May's a donk, so it doesn't even matter.
He hasn't been paying attention.
You're not
to Drake
worried.
May.
You're
that's
not worried
what,
about Drake May.
That's what that response means.
not at all.
Right.
Not at all.
Right. All right, I'm with you.
Very dismissive.
Listen, I'm
of
with
Drake
you.
May.
I didn't say John Gruden said that he was better. In fact, he just signed a deal with Barstool, right?
Yeah.
And it was some sort of like sit down with the Barstool guys. I don't even think Jaden's name got brought up.
Let's go to Fred in Fairfax. Fred, what's up?
Morning, fellas.
Hey, Fred.
First time caller.
Thank you, sir.
How are you, man?
For years. So I agree with about Drake May probably being the best guy because he's bigger and has similar attributes to JD. But I love JD, and he's surrounded by better coaches and a much better team.
So you're a little all over the place. So you like them both, but if you had to bet on one, you would bet on Drake because of just being able to stand the punishment better?
No, I like him better because he's bigger, but as far as who's going to be Rookie of the Year, I'll take JD.
Who's going to have the best career?
JD, because he's got better coaches, better owners.
Hesitation, though. There was hesitation.
It doesn't matter. He came up with the right answer.
I'm a little worried about his fragility, you know. Obviously, taking a hit to the ribs, and he definitely has had an issue for the last couple weeks. I would have doubted to play him the last couple times, but you can see that he's had some issues.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Fred. So, Drabby put Drake May's best quarterback for Fred, but Fred actually voted for Jaden. So we're clear.
He had reservations.
But his final vote was Jaden.
Okay.
All right, let's go to, I don't know, the guy's name is Little. Hey, guys, whose name is
How do you think
Little?
Drake May would be faring right now in Washington?
Who?
Like, if you flip them.
Not as
if
good.
You put Jaden in New England, and you put Drake May in Washington, I think Drake May would have better touchdown numbers.
He might have better touchdown numbers than he has now. But
passing. Part of the game is running, and Drake can run, but Jaden is obviously superior there.
Mm-hmm. I just think he couldn't do quite all that Jaden can do. I think Jaden's just a more accurate passer. I don't know. Now, Jaden may go to New England and not necessarily flourish. I don't know what they got going on there. I don't know who's tutoring Drake May. I mean, I have no idea.
Is it Alex Van Pelt? I think he might be the OC
there. I don't even
know
if that's a good situation for him or not. I will agree that I think the Cliff-Jaden marriage has largely been great. Didn't like week one. Didn't like the first half of week two. Did not like last week.
I think Jaden has been a little unlucky with some of these touchdown numbers. Like, his touchdown
for
numbers
sure.
are low. He's got 10 touchdown passes in 11. But it seems like at least 4 or 5 times he's had passes where guys go down at the 1-yard line.
Totally.
I'm expecting
That's why it doesn't even matter.
Against Dallas, what's the minimum amount of points that I'd be happy with?
26 to 27.
Yeah. I need something in that range. Yeah. If they come out and score like 17 or 20 against the Cowboys,
concerned.
Kind of mediocre. Because this Cowboys defense is letting everybody score at will against them. And, right, if, and that's what this offense should do.
And if
them.
By chance they lose to Dallas, then all of a sudden you're in full-blown sweat to make the playoffs.
Unless Jaden Daniels would have to have the worst game as a quarterback in NFL history for them to lose to the Cowboys this weekend. That's how convinced I am that they'll beat the Cowboys. Very convinced.
Even before watching them tonight, scared the poop out of me now.
Yeah, it should be scary.
You put the big hex on us.
Big mush. Big old mush over here.
All right, let's go to...
But I'm still convinced. I'm not backing off this
right,
position.
I hope you're right, Cakes. Let's go to Little.
You're also convinced that Dan Campbell is going to be a terrible NFL coach.
Again, that was Campbell and Sirianni. Now, I vote against Sirianni because he was a bit of a clown, but he's been on a heater of late. Campbell, that's one where I just have to take one of these.
I'm taking a big L
on Dan Campbell.
All right, can I go to Little already?
He's a Hall of Famer, apparently.
What's up, Little?
Jump. Hey, look, man, once this kid, man, continue to manifest, moving in the pocket, throwing that ball upfield, man, them two cats can't carry JD5 Dom jockey strap, man.
I agree.
I'm going to tell you now, man, this kid, man, he hurting right now, so it kind of hurt to throw on the run, especially with the ribs the way they are. So a lot of times, right now, he's trying to do too much. Well, he can come off this 10-day bye. You watch what I tell you, fellas. You think you saw something in the beginning of the season? Hey, look, I'm predicting a 50 burger Sunday.
Oh, I like this, my guy.
Oh,
by the way, if it's Jaden, in my opinion,
I'm going to see the ticket holder. I'm going to start the chat. We want Dallas in the pre.
EB loves that chat. He's the biggest fan.
I don't like to talk people.
God bless y'all. Stay up, man.
All right. Thank you, Little. Thank you, buddy.
If Jaden is healthy enough to go hang out with Wale at MGM National Harbor, he should be healthy enough to help lead the team to like 30 plus points against Dallas. This weekend.
I think he's going to be fine.
I would think.
I think he's going to have a bounce back.
Being on stage and not taking hits for 300-pounders is way different than playing in an NFL game. But if he's healthy enough to be out and about.
I'll never forget. Last year, he should perform. We went to that Nats game. I can't remember. Was it a Nats game? Yeah, it was a Nats game. And it must have been in September. And Sam Howell was the toast of the town. He was.
Valdez had an embarrassing dap up with him, too.
Yeah.
It was kind of embarrassing.
And then shortly after that, it went downhill. It was pretty quick.
Well, yes. At one point, he had 21 touchdowns, or maybe botched. He finished with 21 touchdowns and 21 interceptions.
Late September.
But at one point, he had something like 18 touchdown passes and 12 interceptions. And you're like, okay, this looks like be the guy. A lot of interceptions, but 18 to 12 wasn't bad. But he ended up 21-21.
Mm-hmm.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between with 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. You'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
And he had a million sacks.
All the sacks.
He had a million sacks. Yeah.
Well, again, Bieniemy just killed him. I mean, what a
There's your trigger.
Yeah, you've
been triggered.
You gotta warn me.
I hope Cliff doesn't turn into Cliff Bieniemy over the last few games. That'd be bad.
It is a Football Monday driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Coming up next, though, we'll open up EB's entertainment page. Don't go anywhere.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.